Just a few minutes after 10 o'clock this morning, University of Arkansas students, faculty, and administrators gathered in front of the Verizon Ballroom, freshly adorned with a new sign, to receive a contribution from the Verizon Foundation. University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart opened the press conference.
The Verizon Foundation is making a gift of more than $84,000 to the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences.
A major part of the donation will be used to help fund a project under the direction of three University of Arkansas psychology professors to create software to educate 9th and 10th grade girls about domestic violence and dating violence. Professor Jim Lampinen, along with colleagues Tim Cavell and Anna Bridges, is working on the concept.
One of the things we talked about in developing the project is going where the students are, and certainly nowadays that's on the internet or through social media.
The dean of the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, Bill Schwab, praised the work being done by the psychology professors and told the audience the goal is to develop software that young girls and boys will seek out on their own to learn more about dating and domestic violence. Professor Lampinen says part of today's Verizon gift will help those working on the project figure out just how to do that.
Part of what the Verizon Foundation gift is supporting are a set of focus groups we're doing with teenage girls, their parents, and educators to try to get an idea from them about what this program should look like. So those are starting next week.
David Russell, Verizon's president of external affairs and an alum of the University of Arkansas, says it makes sense for a leading telecommunications company to help develop software and eventually a smartphone application to combat one of society's larger problems.
Now, this is an effort to develop a cutting-edge dating violence prevention program addressing the needs and risks of teenage girls at the start of their high school years prior to their exposure to more extensive dating experiences. This program will be designed to be delivered through various technologies. Smartphone applications, for example. I mean, think of the age group that we're dealing with. So smartphone applications, very big with that age group. Social media, delivery methods, things like that, that are very appealing to young people at that age. And then we're going to study the effectiveness of those methods to see how effective they are in resonating with young women. I'm not aware of any other type of program like this in the United States, and we hope this one can have some legs on it and be adaptable for use in other jurisdictions.
David Russell says the smaller component of the $84,000 grant will be directed toward the University of Arkansas's Lemke Journalism Department. Russell, a former journalist and newspaper editor in Arkansas, says he knows the quickly evolving technical landscape is providing a challenge to journalists and journalism instructors. Today's gift to the University of Arkansas Journalism Department will help underwrite the cost of updating the newsroom used by students.
My first trip to the university over 40 years ago, this building didn't exist. It was built when I was in school. Was as an incoming freshman on a journalism scholarship. Back then, we faced a similar challenge, technological innovation. Computers were replacing typewriters, if you can imagine. And the production of the newspaper was changing from hot type, which was literally smearing ink on metal and mashing it to the paper to print the paper, which hasn't changed much since Gutenberg invented movable type, to cold type, which actually produced a photographic image of the text that you could then cut and paste, and again using photography to print the paper.
Gerald Jordan, an associate professor of journalism at the university, says those same sorts of challenges do face journalism students in 2011, just as they did for David Russell in the early 1960s. But the changes are happening even more quickly now.
The impact of the internet and the World Wide Web has been so overwhelming that what we're doing today is vastly different from what we did in 1995 when I started here. I mean, we've gone from cell phones being a luxury for those who could afford it to they're being required at some programs, like the University of Missouri requires iPhones, to there being a workaday tool for reporters to get stories. I mean, you can take a smartphone and pretty well put together a whole multimedia package, and that is just amazing.
There used to be certain disciplines. You were a print journalism major, you were a broadcast journalism major. It sounds like with newsrooms today, that really is a pretty vague separation.
Well, depending on the size of the news organization, obviously if you're working for a very small news organization, you're going to be called on to do a variety of things. And, you know, we try to give our students the experience that will allow them to work in that environment. Again, the story matters, to borrow from AMC. And the way you go about getting it is changing, but getting the story is still paramount. So the print students have to know how to use video, how to properly get audio, and the broadcast students have to know how to tell stories, how to report stories, and the advertising public relations students have to know what constitutes a story.
The gifts for the two projects in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the university are doubly important, Chancellor David Gearhart says, in a time when state funding for public higher education will be tight in Arkansas and almost every other state.
I have to tell you that if we didn't have private philanthropy, we'd be in pretty bad shape. It is really what has kept this university thriving and alive and vibrant, and we appreciate your recognition of that and your generous support.
University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart speaking this morning at a press conference to announce an $84,000 gift to the University of Arkansas from the Verizon Foundation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.